Free Fire Radio. Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming at KCNR1460.com, and you can chat with us on that same spot. Just go in there and click chat. 705, and it is November the 22nd, and as many, many of you know, that November 22nd is the day that President Kennedy was on a motorcade in Dallas and was shot. It was a huge, huge tragedy for the nation. Nobody, first of all, could believe that it happened. And that the first reports that he had been gravely wounded during a motorcade through downtown Dallas. Minutes later, the word was spread. And Walter Cronkite came on and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States is dead." He died while undergoing emergency surgery at the hospital. Changed the course of the events in America. Probably Lyndon Johnson became president at that point. Vietnam ramped up. Would that have happened? Would not, maybe it wouldn't have happened. Who knows? But on this day, in 1963, John Fitzgerald Kennedy was assassinated.
Providing gainful employment for generations of conspiracy theorists, I might add.
I think probably even on the show last night, they may have mentioned it on Sovereign Minds. You know, and the thing is that this goes on. There's movies and such that believe that there were, what I'm going to say comes from all the different theories that you hear. That one, it was just from the Warren Commission. It was just Oswald, and then that Ruby shooting Oswald was a hero worshiper, a guy that was angry, and then shot Oswald in the custody of all the police. Then you have other people saying that it was Castro, because the United States was trying to take Castro out. And, the Bay of Pigs thing. Then you said, and I heard it was the Mafia, because that Robert Kennedy had been turned loose on the Mafia to break them. See, where else did you hear?
The military-industrial complex wanted the war to ramp up, yeah.
Yeah, and they wanted Johnson in there. I mean, there's probably 1,000 theories. And frankly, most conspiracy theories I find interesting, sometimes humorous, but, I don't believe them. Other things going on. We're going to take a quick break now. Linda. Linda has had a chance to have a mini gold digger reunion with her girlfriend and has taken advantage of that. So she won't be here today, tomorrow, or Wednesday. And we'll return, of course, when we return after Thanksgiving. But it leaves me here by myself. Well, not quite by myself. I have the dog. But now I'm batching it. So, guys, when we come back, we're going to talk about, talk about this weekend and a bunch of other things that are happening before we have our guest on at 8 o'clock. But, what do you do when you batch it? When you're a bachelor for 3 days, what do you do? Is it, what are those things that you probably would do but you don't do because the wife's there? I'm looking at Bob right now. Bob, who has got this smile on his face, that is just incredible.
I just came off a week of that.
So what are the kind of things that you do when you are home alone? Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Good morning, 7:13, November the 22nd. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming and chatting at KCNR 1460.
And 43 degrees right now and a freeze alert for the next couple of days. National Weather Service issuing that warning. So if you have the plants outside, or even if you haven't bothered getting around to draining the swamp cooler or whatever, better do it. It's going to get chilly the next couple of nights. So put an extra dog on the bed, and you'll be fine.
Well, you know, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo's. We'll talk about the Friday night and the singing up there, what a great night that was. But let's go to the phones. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great here.
34 degrees in Oak Run.
34 degrees in Oak Run.
Yeah.
Oh, do you have a...
It didn't snow much, though. It snowed a couple inches the other day, but it's mostly gone, which I was hoping it wouldn't snow too heavy in a couple of days.
Well, I heard up in Shingletown up there, it snowed 2 or 3 inches, so...
Yeah, 2 inches, but most of it wet yesterday. It drizzled yesterday, and most of it's gone.
Yeah.
Hey, the reason I want to call you is because you led off with the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah.
And I just thought it might be interesting. I got a personal memory of it. Everyone does, but mine is somebody else's action. I told this story the other night, and I thought it might be interesting.
Sure.
I was 4 on the assassination, and I didn't know about it immediately. My memory is several days later, obviously. My great-grandmother, who was born in 1876, immigrated from Italy as a teenager, so she was quite elderly. She must have been 87 or something then. I remember going to the family room of my house. This is, of course, the early 60s. There's one TV in the house, and it was black and white. I remember when we got the color TV, you know, a few years later.
But, I remember that hit the neighborhood one time, yeah.
Yeah, everyone has that memory, I guess, to a certain age. But I went down, and there probably was a lot of depression around the house before that, but it really hit when I went down. And you got to remember that Kennedy, because he was the first Catholic president, he was as much a hero to the Italian-American community in a lot of ways, the Catholic community, as the Irish.
Sure.
So I go down there, and this lady who was about probably 5'1" and 90 pounds and 87 years old, but was stern. You know, imagine an Italian and wiry, an Italian version of Granny from the Beverly Hillbillies, you know? And she was in the family room standing up, and there was something on the TV which I'd never seen before, and she was standing up and crying, and it was the first time I think I'd ever seen an adult cry. And I didn't know what was going on, but, you know, I wanted to watch cartoons or something, so I went to turn the channel on the TV. Of course, this is, at the time, this is the East Bay, there are 4 channels. And I turned the other channel, and the same thing was on. And the other channel, all 4 channels had the same thing on. And that also made a great impression on me, I remember, because that had never happened before, you know?
Yeah.
And, of course, what it was Kennedy's funeral procession.
Well.
And anyway, that's my...
That your memory
oldest,
of, yeah.
You know, I was just 4. My oldest memory of a dateable event, and I remember the impression, again, that it made on me over that day and the next couple of days, the reaction of other people around it. When you're a kid, there's some point in your life when you really realize that other people have feelings.
Yeah, other people, and that you fall into that someplace, yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, it's strange. I think everybody probably remembers where they were then. And, you know, in the questions afterwards, you know, how would the world have been different? But then again, you know, you just got to kind of ride the horse you're on. You know, it's you know, looking back and saying, gosh, what if can make you crazy. But, you know, thanks for sharing that with us, because I think everybody remembers where they were or a little something about it. But that kind of opened up the adult world to you for the first time.
Yeah. And again, it's one of those things that, you know, it's. I don't know if you've had this experience, but, again, that'll always be, again, that's... I have memories earlier in life than that, but that's the first one that I correlate with the outside world,
yeah.
You know. That's the first event I can date in my life, you know.
Yeah.
So that's something I'm going to live with forever, so...
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks a lot for your phone call and for sharing
that
with
sure.
us.
Hey, sure, take care.
You bet. You know, I think everybody has memory of, you know, of that day, and but that's a good point. Is where's that first time that you remember that your parents have feelings besides the ones of getting after you, you know? And I think mine was when I saw my father cry when his dad died. Was, you know, I was young, so that was that, you know. So what Ed just said was kind of like, yeah, that kind of brings things back. All right, hey, let's move on to something else though. You know, this weekend. And we need to talk about this past weekend. You know, it's, with us, it started at Anselmo's on Friday night, and Linda was singing there. And she just had, you know, she has her favorite group, Bruce Kahlen, Dan Kinkle, and Johnny Gonzalez. the place was packed with people. And it was just a great night. The rain kind of held off, so we had a good time then. And then the next day down at, Linda had the show down at Mount Shasta Mall. And the, it was a good turnout. People were there. They, all these different stores. There's this one store, there that sells the skateboards and the snowboards. The young lady that was out there selling, I mean, she could have sold anything. I mean, I was ready to buy a snowboard.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she says, yeah, buy this snowboard. You get a free earring. Yeah, I'll do that. And so I can't remember what her name is. And the name of it was, what, Zoomies or something like that?
Yeah,
Zoomies. And so, you know, if you get a chance, go in and just see, just to meet her. I mean, she is a house of fire.
A kid like that restores your faith that maybe they're not all
all like that. I mean, you know, there's a bunch of great kids
out
there.
The media says
young. Well, you know, young people. And you know what? Yeah, they... You know what, they do what they learn. And so if it's okay for them to text and sit in the back seat and watch a DVD without interacting with the parents, and the parents allow that to happen, it's not the kids. Look to the parents.
Yeah.
Look to the parents and have them take responsibility. Let's not even go into that Highlander commercial that I find abhorrent. I find it atrocious, where the kid calls another kid's parents lame because they're interacting with him while he sits back with buds in his ears watching the DVD. And you know what the big thing about that commercial is? It does not ever show his parents.
Yeah.
It does not. He could have had a couple of robots driving him around, and that's cool because he's a lot cooler because the other kid's being in agony because his parents are actually interacting with him. You know, Toyota, if that's who does a Highlander, you ought to take a good look at that commercial. It sucks. Hey, we got to take a break. Then we're going to come back. Christmas for the troops. You know what? I could have never, you know what? It was probably one of the proudest moments of my time here, or maybe anywhere, to see Reading and the North State turn out to support the Warriors. My gosh, you know what? Applause, and great cheers for all of you. And we're going to talk a little bit about that when we get back, too. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Tell people to listen to us this morning. Next time you see that, Bob, you may want to drop that out of our little mix. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. It is 7:24 in the morning. It's November 22nd. It's, right now it is 42 degrees. I can't see that, Bob. 43 degrees. It's kind of going to be okay today, and then tonight it's going to be raining. And we're looking at some really cold, rainy weather over the next couple of days, and it starts clearing up on Wednesday, is what I saw on the weather report. Now, Linda is at a mini reunion with her gold digger best friend. Don't take that wrong. It was, Linda, as probably anybody that listens to us knows, was with Dean Martin and the Gold Diggers. This was the girl that, when she auditioned for that first time in 1978, that she and this girl were both chosen, and they have been like sisters ever since. So they get together on a regular basis, and this is one of those times. Hey, let's talk about Christmas for the Troops. Big round of applause. Charlie Thompson and everybody that helped her, Julie Clausen, the A-team. There's just, it's just so many people that were involved in this. Charlie spearheaded it. And, she said after last year, I want to go to Facero Hall. And, it gives us room for more people. Because last year, we were down at the Vet Center down on Yuba Street. We had 300 people in there and turning away people, and the place was packed. We had a great time. And then this year she wanted to go to Facero Hall. And, and honestly, I thought, you've got a success here, Charlie. You move down to Facero Hall, that could lead to some problems, money, some money-wise, but also, if it's bad weather, people have to travel, et cetera, et cetera. As it turns out, it can be bad weather, and it didn't care because people turn out to support their Warriors, their deployed heroes there. The straight ahead big band was there. They were playing. What a great night. The place was packed. There was, 500 tickets were sold, and every person showed up. We had our table, KCNR table filled up with great people. everybody was there ready to load the packages to send to the troops. They had a sergeant major came in, and she's talked about getting packages from us last year, from our state last year, and you know what a big difference it makes. And it does, my friends. It makes a huge difference. It makes a big difference to those deployed warriors when they're out Afghanistan, Iraq, you know, but they could be in Turkey, they could be anywhere. They're away from home. They're away from home and their families. And you get a package. You get a package from, you know, from the North State, from people that care, you know, that's got a message in it, a handwritten message, and there were so many of those going in, and Christmas cards from kids. There is, you know, so many things done, you know, that, you know, I got an email from a teacher, and I'll read that later on, but it's essentially it says this, the kids love this, and this was an opportunity for them to say thank you to those, you know, those soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen, Coast Guard that are out there every day, and especially during the holidays. You know, this week is Thanksgiving, and where we're going to have turkey dinner or ham or whatever people have to celebrate, to be off that day, is those troops are on the wall. So when they get something like this, it means a lot. When Sergeant Donahoe was here for Restrepo, when somebody asked him, what can we do, you know, to support you? And he says, don't forget us. You know, send us mail. Send us those packages. Now, I'm paraphrasing it. But anyway, North State, Reading, Charlie, Straight Ahead Band, Julie, everybody, the A-Team, everybody that had something to do with this, you all are like the heroes of the week. I mean it. You've done so much. Oh, a little bell ringing there for you guys. A little bell, but it means a lot. Okay. You know, our guest today is going to be Eric Widstrom. And Eric's going to be talking economic issues again. You know, it looks like Medicare is going to take a hit. Yeah, you know, I think it's just the beginning. We're going to talk when we come back. We're going to talk about the attack on, is it an attack on individual liberty when you're going through the airports now? Is it just, you know, somebody just, you know, running his hands all over you? Does that bother you? Is it the fact that TSA is set up to be terrorist-centric and not traveler-centric? That's something else we don't need, you know, you need to think about. You know, are they there to make our lives easier or to make the terrorists' lives harder? And if you remember last week, Linda and I had a discussion about this, and where she finally had me, she had me in a headlock and was hitting me with a coffee cup to see her side of it, which I thought, you know, she really didn't need to go that far. But there's a lot, you know, there's other parts to it, you know, just besides the fact that, is it too much? We're going to talk about that when we get back. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460.
Yeah. I'm going to be rebooting a computer here. Dang you, Bill Gates.
There you go. Hey, Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7:34 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Doug Tooley out on Airport Road puts in Dish Satellite, and what a great job he does. We have that now, and now I can watch RFD. I couldn't watch RFD before. Rural Free Delivery. I was watching Tractor Pull the other day because Linda, you know, yesterday Linda was gone, and I never get to watch Tractor Pulls when she's home. Come to think of it, even when she was home, I never watched Tractor Pulls, which shows you where I was at yesterday, in a near coma. The weather today, it's 43 degrees. It's going to be it looks okay for today, this morning, but then tonight it's going to get into some rain, and we got freezing coming down, don't we, Bob?
So. Yeah, the Weather Service has issued a freeze alert. So once again, if you have some plants outside. We're actually looking for upper teens to mid to upper 20s in some locations. Duration below freezing of up to 8 hours in some of the valley areas. A big concern, of course, to our agricultural interests in the area.
Yeah. Hey, you know, on Saturday during the show that Lindy was putting there on at the Mount Shasta Mall, I met a gent named Frank. Frank listens to us all the time, got to meet his kids. Hey, Frank, you know, thanks a lot. It was, you know, very kind words, and we appreciate it. And also Lillian. That for Christmas for the troops listens to us all the time. So here's a little shout out to you, Lillian. It's people like you that you know that helps keep us going like that. I'm glad we're playing what you want or we're saying what you want. Let's talk about the newest TSA furor that's going on. As you know, we talked about this last week. Is there you are minding your own business, and then now they want to take a scan of your naked body. Bob, of course, gets excited when he hears about that. And then they say, which we don't store these. We don't store these photos, these images, of course. Of course not. And just because they found like 4,000 of them in a computer in another room one day, it was just a mistake, but that's okay. They erased all of them. And then the other part is, if you don't want to be scanned, you want to be, you're going to be patted down. And of course, the patting down is one of the problems. You know, now the guy became famous on his viral his camera phone YouTube went viral about don't touch the junk, that kind of thing. It's taken the place of don't tread on me. But you know, but then a statement was made, by somebody who says, you got to remember, it's not to make your life easier, it's to make the terrorist's life harder. If you look at what goes on in, let's say, Tel Aviv, you go through four or five different scrutinies when you're there, including from the time you drive in, when somebody just asks you where you are or where you're going. And then if you're deemed to be a high-risk traveler, your life changes as you know it, to the point where you're being patted down, you're being wanded, all of your luggage is being searched, taken out, sniffed. They're using everything they can, and it can hold you up 45, 50 minutes per individual if you're deemed to be a high risk. If you're not, I think you just kind of continue moving through. You know, my part is, and this is what people are yelling about, is, it's political correctness come to the point where you take a 3-year-old child and you give them a traumatic experience. Do we have to do that? Does that make us safer? Or the grandmother who that's getting through there with being escorted by her children, and she needs to go through a pat down or all this? I mean, have we reached that point? Is it when's the last time a child or a grandmother was involved in any type of incident that was harming people? Should we really be looking at those and looking at the people that have caused or have been involved in terrorist incidents? Is that being non-politically correct? At what point is it too much? And again, and the funny thing about it is, or not funny, it's sad, I guess, the guy who heads up TSA, I guess his name is Pistoli or something like that, said, I don't understand why people are so excited about it. We're just doing our job. Well, what happens next? Where is the next step? Okay, you want to keep the terrorists offline. You want to keep them off. You want to wreck their game, because that's the big thing with terrorists. If you can make them change their plans, it puts them back three or four. Steps. Now they've got to go back a different way. But what's the next step? I mean, what's left after body scans and pat downs? I'm not sure. Invasive searches of your body, of body cavities, is that's what's next? I'm not sure. But how would you like to be the first one chosen for that? Bob, you're raising your hand.
I'd like to offer an observation that I made last year as I had to travel to Montana on business. And the difference just in the feeling between LAX, where there was almost, and even Sacramento, there was almost this smell of fear in the place. In Denver, which was so laid back, even though there were many more people going through Stapleton, that process was just slick and smooth, and they had it all laid out. Sacramento was just like a cattle yard, and L.A. was just plain scary. And I wonder, how can it vary that much from airport to airport?
I think part of it's attitude. The whole thing is attitude. If TSA is, the people they have there, I'm not saying that they're incompetent, because they're not, I'm sure. But the people that you're, that are doing the pat-downs, I realize that they run into probably some angry people. But there should be extra training on how to handle people. Hey, look, this is for your own safety. It's got to be, this is to make the terrorist life, harder. How many terrorists have we caught? That would be something I'd like to see, is how many attacks have we stopped, by going through all these screenings? I mean, there must be something. There must be something that says we've caught this many people that we put in jail because they were a terrorist. I mean, really? I mean, and then some people say, well, it's because then they won't go through it like that, because if they're terrorists, they know they get caught. Okay, well, so now they get on, they're terrorists. I'm sure terrorists fly on planes, but they don't have the stuff to kill anybody or hurt anybody. So it's a success. But how do you measure that? FOP?
Well,
you can't get away with that one.
But it could be that there is an argument that could be made that we don't want to tip our hand on the successes that we have because that'll just tell the bad guys to change their game plan.
Well, no, they know what's... No, this is no secret. I mean, how much of us is a secret that knows that when you go to the airport, you're going to take your shoes off, you're going to take your computer out of the container, you got to have your ID with you, and you get ready to walk through the gates. Now, except for all those five people that are always in front of me, that this is a huge surprise to them, that they have to take their shoes off, that they have to take their computers out of those bags, that they have to have this stuff there. Oh, my God, it's a surprise. I've never even heard of this. So there you are in that one line that's backed up for 30 minutes because five people cannot figure it out. And what's even worse, when they say it, it's like, oh, that must be the person in front of me. You mean I have to take my shoes off? Got to take a break. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Yeah, our 1460, Carl Lindebaugh, 7:45 in the morning on November 22nd, and this just in, Mr. Pistole, the head of the John Pistole, said that we're going to look at how we can do the most effective screening in the least invasive way, knowing that there's always a trade-off between security and privacy, he told NBC's Today Show after being inundated with complaints from the listeners of Free Fire Radio. Okay, I might have made up that last part. But he did say in the short term there's not going to be any changes. It appears that they are rowing back from the position. He stated on Sunday televisions that TSA had no plans to back away from procedures. Well, I guess you just blinked, didn't you, Johnny boy? And again, the thing is, I heard that people were going to say, fine, I don't want to be scanned. I want you to pat me down. I want a chair. I want to do this. And they know if that happens, that people will protest. That's their way of protesting. That backs up airports. And, of course, that doesn't do any good if you're trying to travel and there's, you know, there's 1,000 people that are just saying, you know what, I'm not going to play your game. If you want to do it, fine, pat me down. And that just holds everything up. But the bottom line is that I would feel better if they could just say, this is how many incidents we stopped. Just say that. You know, you don't have to prove it. You should have to prove it. Just tell me that, okay, this is how many incidents that we prevented by our types of security. You don't say which ones are tied into it and all that. But again, you can't really tell about people that, you know, are not flying or terrorists that aren't trying it because they know of these. Okay, new subject. You know, did I tell everybody, you know, I was batching it for the next 3 days because Linda's, you know, having a little reunion with their girlfriends down in Sacramento. So, for 3 days, last night, tonight, tomorrow night, I am taking care of myself and Elk Killer. And, you know, I'm thinking, gosh, you know, these are times when you can do those things. You can watch those shooting shows. You can, I can take her outside and, sick her on little squirrels that, you know, that Linda doesn't like me doing. You know, Elk Killer likes, they get into a fight. Last time was with a skunk. Okay, that was a mistake. But, you know, do things like that. Take her, you know, watch those movies on TV that let, you know, those scary films that you ordinarily don't watch at 8 o'clock at night because, you know, you just don't do those things when you're married. So, you know, all those little things. What do you do, my friends? What do you do when you're batching it? I mean, do you eat things? You know, you drink beer around the house. What do? When you are by yourself, when your wife's away for 2 or 3 days, just give a call or come in on chat. Probably be chatting might be easier on KCNR 1460. And just give us an idea of some of the things to do when you're doing, you know, when it's you're by yourself. Our guest today is going to be Eric Wittstrom at 8 o'clock. And we're going to be talking about the economy, things that are going on here. You know, as you could, on the headlines today in the Record Searchlight, that said if you, that Shasta Senior is going to be facing Medicare changes. Over 4,000 may have to change their drug plans. And it's going to cost, it looks like, more. The number of available drug plans in California decreases from 47 to 33 next year. So I just have a feeling that's going to impact on people. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. I want to talk about one other thing before we get to our guest here. We've got a lot of different things. The people in Kabul say they're safer than people in New York. St. Louis has become the deadliest place in the United States, took over from some place in New Jersey. And also, it looks like Mike Mullen is saying it's time to do away with the don't ask, don't tell policy. And he says the new study that's going to be released by the Pentagon on December 1st proves that. We'll talk a little bit about that, too, when we get back. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 14. Come back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:53 in the morning, November 22nd. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming and chatting at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, Joe and Shelley put together over 500 packages plus several other boxes for Christmas with the troops. I mean, you know, what love is that? I mean, it was the girls down there, all the girls got together, and they all put these things together, these packages just for our troops. Be able to send them out some goodies at Christmas time. So Joe and Shelley at Tobacco and Brew, again, thank you for supporting the community, the military, and the veterans. Okay, Bob, you got like got some kind of freeze warning here?
Right, a couple of things. Actually, 43 degrees right now outside in Redding, and there was a pretty significant thunderstorm last night in the East County, and that could happen again as this very cold air mass tends to move through. And we got freeze warnings, especially if you have plants outside and if you have critters that you keep outside, you might want to keep this in mind. It's going to get down into the 20s and teens in many areas over the next couple of evenings, so get out the pipe wrap, plug in the heater, and drain that air swamp cooler if you haven't done so.
It's time to go down to Haven Humane. Get that big dog you've always been wanting to get. You know, make sure it's housebroken. Throw it in the bed with you. Okay.
And weather brought to you by Anselmo.
Weather is brought to you by Anselmo's Vineyard. And, again, you know, great place. I'm sure that they're having they might see a dust in the snow. They're at about 1,200-foot level. So they may get some. You know what? People are coming with suggestions for me to do now that I'm batching it. And Angel, thank you very, very much. I'm not going to clean the whole house up, okay? Not every day. Okay, I may clean up parts of it. I know that will make her happy, but thanks for the suggestion. All right, the last thing I want to talk about in this segment here is the change. Mike Mullen, who is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, saying it's time to end the don't ask, don't tell. Well, now, you know how I've been talking about this. I'm saying it's one thing to be screaming about, let's get it changed, let's get it changed, let's get it changed. Well, frankly, I don't care what you say. The whole thing was based on a survey that they did in the Pentagon to all the services to see the impact. That was my whole question. Is there going to be an impact on those men and women that are fighting two wars right now? Two wars. We have been in a war since, well, you know, some people could say this war's been going on since 1988, and it's just been a series of wars that we're in, fighting throughout the world. We're fighting against Saddam Hussein in, 1991, in Somalia in 92-93, in Bosnia. And then again, now and then into the global war on terror beginning in 2001. Serial wars. We're going from, constantly in combat. Here was my hesitation. Is it going to affect the men and women? Is it going to cause casualties? Is it going to be fair to them? Now, there is a report that's supposed to be issued November 30th. That says that it's going to be a minimum change. It will have a minimum effect on our services and that and on their actions in combat and in peacetime. This is the Washington Post has said they've gotten a copy of this. It said that reports, which includes a survey of service members, has been closely guarded, but the Washington Post reported earlier this month that the group conducting the study had determined that ban on gays could be lifted with little impact. The Post said more than 70% of active duty and military reserve members said in a survey the impact of lifting the ban would be positive, mixed, or non-existent. And, of course, they launched an investigation about that leak. You know, and again, you go back to the survey. Who did the survey? Who'd they send it to? You know, blah, 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 blah. As I've said before, if the survey showed is that the services and that the and that the people it affected and will affect was going to have a be detrimental to them in combat, then we fight that. If this is something that can be done and it can be done without a detrimental impact on our warriors, then let it go. I'm not running the services. I'm not in the military anymore. But I really strongly believe that you don't do things just to assuage or just to throw you know something to a part of society that's making the most part the most noise. But if the survey is correct, if the survey is accurate, and it makes no difference to our military, then let the Congress vote on it and see what they say. Okay. Like I said, when we come back, we've got Eric Wittstrom will be on. And this week we're going to have Patrick Jones, our guest, on Wednesday, the mayor. And in fact, it's probably when I see he's going to be handing over the mayor reins, I think around December 6th or December 7th. So he's going to come on and we're going to be talking about state of the city, what he thinks, what he sees in the future. We're going to be talking, hopefully, I have not heard yet, but hopefully we're going to be able to have a hero on tomorrow that's done a lot for this community and has just been recognized on a national level also. I'd like to have him on tomorrow. This week, of course, on Thursday, we will have a best of, so our people can get off that day. We'll have a best of Free Fire Radio, and that because Bob says he's not going to be here. And says that, you know, we can do anything we want, but he's not going to be here, so we'll have a best of for that day. And Linda, if you're just tuning in, is in Sacramento with having a mini reunion with her girlfriends that is going to go on for a couple of days. And I'm trying to, and I'm going to be batching it for 3 days. And even with the suggestions to clean the house, I may wash all the dishes before I leave, but that may be it. So. This is Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
And callers only. Staff management or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Staff management or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl and Lindebot, 8:05 in the morning. November 22nd, 1963, the President of the United States was assassinated, and I just sneezed. Oh, okay. Was assassinated.
All those years ago, yes.
All those years ago. And so it's a memorable day. We had somebody call in the first hour that said, you know, talked about that, where he was. 4 years old, and he saw his grandmother crying. It was the first time that he put together events outside his little aura in adults. And I thought that was, you know, it was quite a, you know, that was quite a statement there. Linda, my beloved, is on a reunion with her girlfriends, and down in Sacramento. They're at the Citizen Hotel down there. The it leaves me batching it, and I'm always looking for ideas to do during the 3 days that I'm by myself. You know, besides the watching sports and shooting shows and.
You can only clean your sidearm so many times and gain pleasure from that.
No, not if you have 50 of them. But, no, not that I have that many. But, hey, you know, somebody we want to do a shout-out to is Ron Largent. Ron, we just saw, is taking over United Way. The United Way, Nancy Kolb, who has just done an outstanding job down there, has decided to go in a different direction. So Ron Largent, a well-known personality in our town here in the North State, ran for office this past year, but also has been instrumental in doing many, many great things with the United Way and also other charities and veterans events. You know, we wish Ron nothing but the best in his stewardship of United Way because it helps like 35 different agencies. It's an umbrella form, and they do so much for our community. So, Ron, I wish you great success because it means great success for our community. Hey, let's go to the phones. Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
Hey,
I saw
that,
you.
I know. Wasn't that so fun Saturday night?
Was that fabulous? How did you know? As you know, we had to leave a little bit early. How did all the wrapping go?
You know what? They wrapped. They packed every single box.
No.
500 boxes.
Gosh.
And you know what was amazing to me was the organization of the whole thing. I mean, they had the Army National Guard at one table doing nothing but finalizing the boxes and taping them up. They had the Boy Scout troops locally that will be responsible to getting these boxes to the post office and shipped off. So the organization was amazing.
Well, we want to do shout outs, of course, to the National Guard
and Thompson for doing such a great job.
Yeah, Charlie did.
This.
Yeah, you know, round of applause for Charlie. You know, because this year there were less people that could be involved, and other people stood up, and you know, Charlie gave a whole lot of props to Julie Clausen for being there. Because I saw Julie's name on it, but when it gets right down to it, you know, Charlie, he was going to rise or fall, mm-hmm. and when it does, Charlie gets the accolades for
Absolutely.
Charlie did a great job.
And, you know, it's amazing. It's only the second year. So the first year it was at the Veterans Hall. They outgrew that.
In one
Clearly,
year. Yeah.
They outgrew Facero Hall on Saturday night.
Well, you know, I was looking at that there were people that were upset that came there, you know, a family of six. This is what I heard. We were down there at front, you know, getting the thing kicked off that they couldn't find the seats together. So, you know, here's the thing is that where do we go next year?
Yeah, exactly. A bigger building at the fairgrounds.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's true. We could do that.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, I guess there's bigger halls down there.
And I just have to say, Linda, what a beautiful job, of course. Absolutely gorgeous job singing. It was just wonderful.
Well, you know what? She loves that. We were, you know, it was one of those days where we had three different things that over the months have come up. So you know, you just have to, you know,
sure.
But you know what? And Christmas for the Troops. I mean, that's the favorite.
Yeah,
I mean, my
really
gosh, you know, how can you not enjoy what happened that
exactly.
night?
Exactly. And you know, interesting, Carl, because I brought my family, my youngest brother, uh-huh. his wife, their three kids. And my youngest brother immediately got onto Facebook when he got home Saturday night to just go on and on about this event. And immediately my nephew, who is stationed in the Air Force in Iraq, got right back on Facebook and said, "Thank you guys so much for doing that. You have no idea how much it means to get a package from home."
Well, I tell you what, I hope he's one of the ones that gets a package.
Oh, I put his name in.
Oh, okay,
definitely.
Good. Well, you know, the good thing, too, is you can send two or three to him because, you know, they're passed on to their buddies and they get
exactly.
to see it. So
they share with everybody. So anyway, wanted to
yes.
give a heads up on what we're doing at the Reading Tea Party tonight. As always, 6 o'clock at the Bonneville Baptist Church. And tonight we have a representative from CalPERS, which is the California Public Employee Retirement System. He's going to come in and explain to us exactly how that works. And I would encourage people that are receiving CalPERS or will be in the future to attend this meeting, because I would think you would want to know what lies ahead in your retirement future given the state of the economy in California.
Well, you know, that's interesting, because what happens if we continue to have a $20 billion deficit and it gets bigger?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, who are we talking tax raises? We're going to talking, you know, everybody's paying into their paying into CalPERS,
right.
All those things. So it's going to be, it'll be an interesting evening tonight.
It really will be. So I encourage everybody to come out and get informed.
All right, Elizabeth. Hey, thank you. Thank
You're
you for.
Welcome.
I know that you all had bought a table there, and a number of the other you know, parties had bought tables, and it was just great. You know, thank you for being there, and thanks to the North State for turning.
Not
out.
A problem. We all love our veterans
you
and
bet.
Our troops overseas and stationed on American soil.
That's it.
Okay. Have a great day, Carl.
Thanks a lot, Elizabeth.
Bye.
Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. We're going to take a quick break here. I'm going to come back. Eric Wickstrom, Five Star Bank, is our guest. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 8:15 in the morning. It is 43 degrees. It's going to be, I think it's clearing off this morning, but by tonight we're talking freezing, we're talking rain, we're talking bringing the animals in. We're talking about draining swamp coolers because it's going to start freezing, especially those higher elevations. And when that happens, you know there's going to be snow, which means if you're going anywhere north, you might want to take a little extra time or check the weather conditions. So just a little warning here. Hey, our guest today, Eric Wittstrom, Five Star Bank. Eric comes in once a month so we can talk economics, what's going on in business, and that's the big thing. It looks like the stock market is going up. Is this, do you think, is a result of anything, is it a result of the election? Are good things starting to happen, Eric?
Well, I think...
I think
my microphone, there we go.
There you go. I think the microphone needs to be turned on.
Yeah. I think that's better. I can hear myself anyway.
Yeah, okay, well.
Maybe that's all it's listening. No. Economic-wise, yeah, I think we're seeing, you know, a little bit of stabilization. It's probably, you know, everybody's anticipating a big holiday season. We'll see how that goes after Black Friday. I know my wife and daughters are lined up for Black Friday, ready to get out there.
You know, is that, I know it hasn't been as huge as, you know, in the past, but
yes.
It seems to me things I'm reading is that retailers are starting to say maybe this could be a good year.
I think the retailers and are generally expecting better than last year. So I think in the context of where we've been the last couple of years, it's going to be a better year. That's what they're anticipating. People are spending a little more money, but not like they did four, five, 6 years ago. And that's probably a good thing. I think, you know, what we saw was a period of time where people overspent, consumers overspent, businesses overspent.
Loaded that credit up
and didn't have a way to pay it off through kind of ordinary earnings.
Now, one of the things that I'm noticing is not just, you know, it's with the taxes.
Yes.
All the tax breaks are getting ready to sunset January 1st.
Yes.
And is the
that's
new...
That's a big thing.
Well, that's a big thing. And then the second one, and we talked about this with Dr. Doug McConnell last week, being that if they don't do something about refunding 27% of what doctors make in Social Security or in Medicare, gets cut right there. I mean, that's a 27% pay cut for them.
We'll have a catastrophic change in our healthcare delivery system
if that happens.
Yeah.
But what about the tax cuts? If those are allowed to sunset with nothing happening, what impact is that going to be?
The impact will be that it prolongs our, you know, our whatever you want to call this. I call it our recession. It'll prolong it because people will have less to spend. They'll pay more in taxes and they'll have less to spend. Spending fuels our economy, whether it's at the personal level, the corporate level, at all levels. And any time that we have something that artificially changes that spending pattern, it impacts it adversely.
Well, you know, every small business owner, and small businesses are the backbone of this country.
Absolutely.
They hire, like, 80% of the people.
And even more so in our community.
In our community.
Yep.
Now, here we are, and I'm a small business owner now.
Yes, you are.
That I'm looking at having maybe to pay more taxes if nothing else changes, you know, in business taxes and everything. And then with the state coming here with a $20 billion deficit, here I am sitting there thinking, okay, if I want to expand next year and I want to, say, bring people on, a couple extra people on to handle new shows, or do I want to bring in some new equipment, I don't have anything there that's giving me a warm fuzzy right now that tells me,
that's really where we are economically with the small businesses, is that the ones that have survived and persevered through a very difficult time are uncertain what the future is going to be, and they're not uncertain about the things they can control. They're uncertain about the things they can't control: taxes, health care, the American Recovery Act, which, you know, created thousands of more jobs and 2,000 government jobs, thousands more government jobs, and 2,000 pages of regulations on banking, which will trickle down to small businesses. So there's a lot of kind of just stalled in the companies stalled in the tracks, trying to figure out what the future is going to be because so many unknowns, and it's all been perpetrated by, you know, government legislation and government changes.
Okay, so it a lot of people feel like the Obama administration, and Eric, I'm not trying to, you know, put you on a spot here.
That's all right.
But the Obama administration has not shown a lot of leadership and friendliness toward the businesses, it appears. with a lot of this legislation and lack of leadership at this point.
Yeah, I think that, you know, for the most part, they really didn't anticipate the impact it had on businesses. The health care reform bill that passed that could dramatically change the way that we fund and deliver health care benefits, and the American Recovery Act that put some of it, you know, was good intended, but the consequences weren't thought through very well. It was more for political reasons than it was for beneficial reasons.
Law of unintended consequences, which are, you know what, which...
But from the outside, I mean, most people can look and say, hey, this is going to be bad. You know, this is going to cause us more money. It really wasn't mystical stuff that was put in there. It's easy to understand human behavior and how decisions will change human behavior, and I think that was pulled out of the thought process.
Well, you know, that's it. I mean, it's like, okay, we're going to say this, and this is what's going to happen. Everybody is going to just go along with this little plan. Oh my God, they didn't. We got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest is Eric Wistrom, Five Star Bank. We're talking economics. We're talking about the impact on small businesses. The lack of action is going to have. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:25 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're chatting on KCNR 1460, if I can keep Bob on it. Yeah, Bob's in there looking all around on the computer here for things. And I don't want to hear about Charlie Sheen. I don't want to hear about Justin Bieber.
This is a comment from a
listener. Oh, wait, well, let's tie this into who's bringing us this portion of the show. Cypress Square Barbershop, right on Athens Avenue in the Cypress Square. There, they give great haircuts, great prices. DC, Tim, and a man in black. They give discounts to veterans. That's right, discounts to veterans. It's man's last stronghold. And with that, one of our listeners says, Angel says, you should go to get a haircut for mutual male support. So I will. I'm going to go down there this week to Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm going to go down, and I'm going to talk to DC Tim and the Man in Black, and we're going to talk manly things. We're going to I'll look through their magazine racks. Got National Geographic, Guns and Ammo, you know, Popular Mechanics, and those things. And we'll do that. We'll have a great time down there, and that will be. So thank you, Angel, very, very much for that suggestion. Our guest is Eric Wistrom from Five Star Bank. We're talking about the changes that could be happening at the beginning of the year if certain things aren't done.
Yes. And certainly, with the sunsetting of taxes, if Congress doesn't act and extend the tax reductions that were put in place many years ago, that will have an impact. Will have a direct impact on people's ability to buy, businesses' ability to expand, and investment in our communities.
Well, you know, the front page. And the front page headlines, and David Benda has a good article today about health care reform worries small firms. And this health care reform, which I thought was just going to be affecting larger firms, that's not true.
No.
It can affect firms that employ fewer than 25 employees, of which many of those are in Shasta County. And there are restaurants that has already said that, hey, this is putting our plans on expansion on hold until we find out what's going on.
That's one of the that's one of the larger costs of running a small business is providing health care for your employees, and a lot of businesses try and provide it and provide a sharing of costs in it with their employees. Different and most businesses that we talk to that have over 10 or 12 employees, you know, would love to be able to do that for their employees. I think there's some advantages to group policies. But the premiums have increased. Our premiums, personally at the bank, we employ about 45 people, increased 14% this year, and our representatives indicated that based on the changes in the health care bill, that we can anticipate much larger increases in the years to come.
Well, I've just heard, you know, that in some of the medical offices, their cost of doing business has gone up 40% on insurance.
The frustrating part is that the increases that we're seeing in our premium don't get back to the medical providers, the healthcare providers. It doesn't get back to the doctors and the nurses and the office staff. It's the additional costs that are layered on through the different regulations that are increasing these costs. It's not to the people that are providing health care because, in fact, their revenue is being cut back. There's this huge bureaucracy in between that's capturing a lot of money.
Yeah, you know, and that, you know,
Doug McConnell had a lot to say about that.
Oh, he does, you know, and he just goes, you know,
and he
talked eloquently about it, is that the same amount of money they're getting now as they got 12 years ago for the same heart procedure, you know, a bypass,
yes.
That's 90 days of work that they have to take care of a patient and keep them alive and do all those things, and now they're looking to take another cut? I mean, they cannot fill all the residencies that are open, and then smaller medical organizations, you know, private ones,
yep.
Can't afford to bring the next guy in to start
right.
training him
right.
up. And when we come back, I want to talk about not just the healthcare portion of it, but how come some people are exempt? Also, if you make $250,000 a year and more, you're considered rich in this country. I like to talk about that too.
Absolutely.
When we come back in, because there's many small businesses, and by the way, that represents many of the small businesses
yes,
out
it does.
There, and how that's going to impact on this whole thing is ill-conceived and unfortunately is with us. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on, not assignment, she's on a girlfriend run. Yeah, she and her girlfriends got together, kind of a mini reunion going on down in Sacramento. And so I'm batching it for 3 days. And no, I'm not going to clean up the house. And yes, I am going to go down and get a haircut. These are just suggestions from our listeners who are saying things like, you know, when I was asking for things to do. Now, our guest is Eric Wickstrom. We're talking about the taxes that are sunsetting. One of the comments from our listeners was this: hey, if they're making $250,000 a year, tax them because you know they're wealthy, they're rich. And I'm just not sure if that $250,000 mark, that line in the sand, does that make somebody wealthy?
Yeah, no, I think that's a good comment, and that's a fundamental piece of
yeah.
the debate in Washington, D.C.
Right.
At the bank, we see people's incomes. We see, you know, they open the doors of their financials to us as part of our process to evaluate them for a loan.
Right.
We see a lot of different incomes. We see people doing very, very well on small incomes, and some people that make a lot of money that are still in debt and barely getting by, and so. Kind of, it's a relative term, but if you think, let's just think through that 250 and what that means. If someone is grossing $250,000, and knowing that we're in an area of the country that costs are relatively lower, and 250 should go a long ways. But when you take the 250 and the first 50% of it goes back to taxes right now. In this form of both federal and state taxes. First 50% is back, so you're down to $125,000. If you're spending that money, you're at an 8% sales tax. There's another $10,000 off the top, so you're down.
And you are going to spend the money.
And you're going to spend the money because you still you need to buy things.
Right.
You need to buy a car occasionally. If you have a couple kids at home and they're getting ready for school, your tuition. And room and board, because there's not a 4-year university in our community, is $16,000 a year per kid, and that's after taxes. That that cuts into it heavily too, and that's with the state Cal State University education,
which is, by the way, is going up.
Which is going up.
It's going to be either 8 or 15%.
And you don't qualify for financial aid of any sort. which the majority of the students at the university, having two kids in school, we noticed that the majority of the kids in school qualify for financial aid, and I think that's a great thing. I think that every young adult should have the opportunity to go to a Cal State school if they qualify. And that doesn't leave, now we're down to, if you have a couple of kids in school, you're to $70,000 or $80,000 and nothing being put away for your own retirement, and that in the private sector, the retirement's on you. It's not on your business, or it's not on the government.
Your health care is on you.
Your health care is on you. Yeah, and so there's a lot of big expenses that carve that away. But while someone making $250 certainly is doing fine, they're not going to have to worry about a meal or making a house, how am I going to make my next month's health payment? But to call them rich, I don't know. I guess it depends on what your definition of rich is. If they were fortunate enough to have bought a house 30 years ago and paid it off,
yeah,
not have a house payment, and maybe not have kids at home, they're doing very well. They'll be able to put money away. I guess that's my measurement of riches. From the money they bring in, are they able to put a lot of discretionary money away or not? And someone making $250,000 a year, especially in the larger metropolitan areas, are not able to do that.
And and a lot of times, you're making $250,000 a year because it's a double income family.
Yep.
And with what happens then if one of them loses a job or gets cut back? Dennis, I understand what you're saying. And to me,
yep,
my CPA told me that Linda and I were very, very wealthy if we lived in Pakistan right now. But since we live in Reading, we're not up to those levels yet. I think we're making $4 an hour. But the thing is you're right. $250,000. You should have some. You should have money. You should,
yes,
have discretionary spending.
You have
you're right.
But you can take a nice vacation.
How much do we tax of that?
Yep.
And then at that point, I guess my bottom line is this. Is where does the money go? Is how much of the money that's taken in taxes from, from our paychecks,
yep,
is going to those programs that's helping our country? And are not just
helping helping
our country, helping our people, and not going to some other country for studies that are strange,
yeah,
at the very best, and not going to people that aren't even supposed to be here,
yep,
that are
or people that are not willing to work,
or people not who have made lifestyle decisions, absolutely,
yep, that are not willing to work,
right,
or have problems that they've brought on themselves, yep, that society will pay for until as long as they're around.
Yeah, I mean this is the part is
it's a fundamental,
yeah,
discussion. It really is. Get down to what does this country want to be?
And do we want to draw? And now we're saying is that if you make $250,000, your family makes $250,000 a year. That puts you, you should be punished. Well, yeah, I guess punished in some words, but taxes aren't really a punishment. So some people will argue with you on that, but
it's a redistribution of wealth. That's
right.
That's all it is. And do you want to take it from the people making $250 and redistribute it to those that aren't? That's really what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's a good debate. It's a good healthy discussion on where the politicians and the people of this country want to take this country, because through the decades and centuries. That's a discussion that's had, and those that have decided to redistribute wealth at a lower level end up being moving towards more of a government-controlled country.
Okay, we're going to take a break on that. This is Carl Linda Bott right here on Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Eric Wickstrom, Five Star Bank. When we come back, we're going to finish this discussion. Is it redistribution of wealth, or is it a fairness? It's just fair. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:45 in the morning, and the weather today, it's 43 degrees right now, and it's 44, I'm sorry. And it's going to be pretty nice here till toward the evening. It's going to rain, and it's going to get cold, and it's going to be a horrible day tomorrow. So, with the freezing temperatures coming in, you're going to have to make sure all of those outdoor items that have water in them are taken care of, swamp coolers and such, and bring the dogs in. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite out on Airport Road. Doug Tooley is very busy nowadays because he's given a... He's given away Dish Satellite TV for free, HD. That's right. You can get 2 months of it free. He's got rebates. Give him a call at 244-1988. Find out how to get Dish Satellite TV for 2 months, at a minimum of 2 months, for free right here. Getting ready for the holidays, football games, Super Bowl, all that stuff. Give him a call, 244-1988. Let's go to the phones. Linda, good morning, honey.
I'm right there with you. I can't believe how cold it is up there, but I'm in Sacramento taking care of some family business. I'm staying at the lovely Citizen Hotel.
I told everybody you were there for a mini Gold Digger reunion. It's too late. I busted you.
Well, I am taking care of family business today,
okay.
Too.
All right.
But yes, yes, Marie flew in, and we are doing what we do best, and that...
And that is?
I can just imagine.
Can you just imagine? How about we just leave it at that? We definitely toasted in the new year and all the wonderful places that we both are going. And, you know, we started talking a little bit about politics and movies and what's coming out, the new Cher movie that's going to be coming out. In fact, you know, we read about Cher on her big comeback trail again with the new movie that's out this weekend. So that's not going to happen until Thanksgiving weekend. But anyway, so here it is in the state of California. We're down at the Capitol where everything is happening, and it's still buzzing down here. I don't think too many people are on vacation.
Well, you know, we're talking, you know, of course, Eric is here, Eric Wittstrom, and we're talking about businesses and such, and we're getting ready to answer some questions that, you know, that were on the, you know, sent in on the from the chat line.
All right.
But I want to say something. It says, the headline says, Justin Bieber sweeps American Music Awards. I have one question. Who's Justin Bieber?
Justin Bieber sweeps music awards. Who's Justin Bieber? You know?
Is he that? Is that? He's that? It says he's something about a teen idol.
Yeah, he's a teen idol. That's what Marie was just saying. It's called Bieber Fever.
Oh, Bieber Fever. Okay,
it's
got
called
it.
Bieber Fever, and he is like 14, 15, and he is the new huge teen idol.
Oh,
okay. I mean, really.
He's the next Britney Spears, huh?
He's another what?
He's the next Britney Spears.
Yeah, Britney Spears, but boy style.
Okay.
Anyway, I understand you did the Arco Arena here, and the Bieber Fever girls from all over the North California had to come see him. So yeah,
okay, Bieber Fever, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you
all
have
right.
A, you have
well,
a
you
great
guys have
time,
been,
honey.
Eric, thanks for taking the seat. And I just wanted to, I had to call, get my 2 cents in. Everybody that's leaving and going on, there's the airport, there's construction at the airport, and 5 was clear yesterday, but it is beginning that the Thanksgiving traffic for people are starting to take off and leave, so just be careful.
Okay, honey. All right. Well, look.
I'll be talking to you guys later.
You
all right.
Give me a hug for us. Love you, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Love you. Bye.
All right. Bye. You know, one of the questions that came in, we've got a couple minutes here. Is loaning money in this time frame? Well, we were talking a little bit about it during the break.
Right.
What talk to us about? You know, can businesses still expand? Can we still start small businesses here?
Absolutely. In fact, we've been fortunate and successful in continuing to lend through a very difficult time. We've helped on business expansion. We've helped on business acquisition loans. It's a cultural shift from where we were for the first half of this decade, I guess, where, you know, money was cheap and easy and even bad, you know, kind of not well thought out business decisions were bailed out by increasing prices in real estate. And we're back to fundamentals of, you know, sound business decisions, capital by the owner. It's important for the owner to have a vested interest in it. It's not the bank. The bank's lending money and expects to get a rate of return back, but doesn't expect to get profits or appreciation in the asset. That's the owner's responsibility. And we're seeing kind of a shift in businesses towards kind of more conservative growth. But we are seeing growth out there. We've had some both residential, you know, we have residential mortgages at an all-time low on interest rates. Commercial loans, the rates are relatively low historically, too. And, you know, we're seeing businesses expand in this kind of tough economy. We've had some businesses that have had some huge success stories through it.
You know, the question that had come in with one of the questions was, you know, wish we could do things on handshakes. And, you know, and your comment was really interesting.
Most of them are handshakes. I spent 20 years in banking in Southern California, moved up here 11 years ago, and have been in banking in this town. And, you learn to be careful who you dealt with in Southern California because there's, you know, zillions of people. You don't know the people. Here you know the people. You can get to know them very quickly. People in town know who is, you know, who pays their bills and who doesn't pay their bills. And probably 85% of what you do in banking, lending, or protecting their deposits, you can do with a handshake. It's the 15% that if they get a chance, will take you. And that's the tough part. You know, all these rules, like so many rules, are made for that small minority of people or businesses that'll stiff you if they get a chance. And it's unfortunate. But one of the benefits of working in this town is that about 85%, or maybe it's higher, I don't know, you can do it with a handshake and say, this is the deal. Are you comfortable with that? Yes, all right, let's get it done. You know, and we're in a business where if I lose 1% of my loans every year, I won't make any money. If I lose 2% of our loans every year, I'll be out of business. And so I don't have a big margin for error. And that's, you know, that's...
That's why you say, well, I have to fill out this paperwork.
Yep.
Well, you know, I trust you, but I just want to make sure that you...
But we're lending money.
You've got some skin in this game.
And we need to get it back, yes.
Right. Okay, we got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:55 in the morning here, 605-4567. If you want to call or just chat with us, some people have been chatting. A lot of people have been chatting with us today. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley, great, great Americans. They did so much for our veterans over this Christmas for the troops. They do so much for our veterans in our community. They got the finest walk-in humidor in the state. And, of course, Espresso Joe's, just countless types of coffee fixed every different way you can think. There's a lot of presents for Christmas there with the coffee beans, the exotic coffee beans with French presses, all types of coffee makers, cappuccino makers, and they'll show you how to use every one of them. Or you buy those special cigars, you know, for your loved one who smokes cigars and loves them. That's Tobacco and Brew. Our guest is Eric Wittstrom. And, Eric, one of the things that we've talked about a lot of things here, but there is money out there for people that want to do business.
Yes, there is. There absolutely is. You know, certainly within our bank, you know, for the small business person, we have money to lend. There's some great government. There's always been some good government programs out there through the SBA and through the mess that we've had over the last couple of years. They've done a very good job of kind of forming the programs to the actual needs of the businesses. Before, the business had to meet the SBA needs, and now they've provided some flexibility. They've expanded the type of businesses that we can lend to and still get SBA guarantees on. They've reduced the fees involved. The SBA lending, in a traditional sense, had huge fees on it, and through some of the legislation that's passed, those fees have been dramatically reduced. And I think it's because we sorted out those SBA lenders, which there were several wholesale lenders that were just doing bad business, and those have been sorted out through this. They're out of business, and it's back to the more traditional lending, small business lending.
Well, you know, and as many of you all know, we've never made it a secret fact. We've talked about it, is that the reason that we have Free Fire Radio is the fact that Five Star Bank looked at our business plan and talked to their people and have backed us in our in what we're doing, and they have never been anything but supportive. And I know this is so when Eric Wickstrom was talking about helping businesses from the get-go, from the beginning. Look it up.
From the back of that
couple
napkin.
A couple of kids coming out of a cornfield, you know. But it's been, you know what, my friends, yes, it's tough right now, but you can walk through this. You can have somebody can help you, and you can go on out, and you can get that business expansion loan. You can get that business. You know, it's time to start that business. You know, let's not just give up and roll over. You know, there are some times that you can go out there and you can succeed with this thing. So,
good.
Anyway, yep. I think being, you know, that is a positive way to finish here today on that. Except one last thing is, you're also in the Boy Scouts, and you all put out those flags.
Yes, we did. I was out here at 7 o'clock on Veterans Day with a couple of young Boy Scouts putting out the flags through town. We've put out, I think there's 46 or 48 holes in the sidewalks. They've got over 100 flags, though. At one time, there was 100 flags in 100 flag holes, but some of them have been covered
up. That's something. Patrick Jones, the mayor, will be here on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something we need to ask him.
Well,
say, Patrick, why don't we, if we've got the areas out there to put the flags, and we've got people that want to put the flags up, Why don't we punch
the holes up? And I think there's a couple boys looking for an Eagle Scout project, actually, that had that idea and said, we're going to do it on our own. We'll work with the city and get it done.
Okay. Hey, our guest today has been Eric Wickstrom from Five Star Bank. Linda, of course, is out on assignment down in Sacramento with her girlfriends, Carl and Linda Bott. Tomorrow we're going to have a guest that I hope that we'll be able to give a lot of acknowledgement to. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.